From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. 2 months from today, Iraqis are scheduled to go to the polls to elect the members of a National Assembly. That assembly, in turn, will draft a constitution and appoint a new government. Iraq's interim prime minister, Iyad Alawi, is in Jordan today, part of an effort to persuade Iraqis who live abroad to take part in the January vote. Pulling off the election at home is proving to be a much more difficult task. NPR's Philip Reeves filed this report on some of the troops who are laying the groundwork.
U.S. soldiers venturing into Mosul expect to run into trouble these days.
The big threat comes from mortar fire, especially since we're in the open. Also a concern that we picked up on last time was sniper fire from the surrounding buildings.
They climb into their Stryker-armored vehicles. Their engines hum as they take off at hair-raising speeds into the city's streets. The soldiers know the dangers they'll face. Rocket-propelled grenades, mortars, perhaps a suicide bomb. This northern Iraqi city was a model of stability in the aftermath of the U.S. invasion, but now it's dangerous and violent. And Iraq's a complicated place. No one knows this better than the commander of the U.S.-led forces in the north, General Carter Hamm.
It is incredibly complex. Trying to conduct counterinsurgency operations while at the same time trying, massive economic reconstruction, at the same time rebuilding, forming anew government institutions. It is a huge job and very, very complex.
On the bullet-scarred streets of Mosul, it's hard to imagine an election in just 2 months. General Hamm makes no secret of the difficulties.
The election status right now is not in good order. The Independent Electoral Commission representatives have not been active in Mosul. We know that most of the registration materials were destroyed.
To hold elections, there must be effective security. The U.S. doesn't want its troops guarding polling booths, so the job in theory lies with the Iraqi security services. These are the same men who are being daily lined up and shot by insurgents in Mosul. Many have quit, and so have most of the city's police, after insurgents ransacked their stations 3 weeks ago. Their collapse worries General Hamm.
The police were intended to be the cornerstone of security for the elections. We know that we have a significant challenge ahead in having a credible, capable police force by the time the elections come.
That's today, 2.5 months from now. We certainly would hope that the situation would be different there.
Lunching with journalists in his fortified Baghdad headquarters, the U.S.'s ambassador to Iraq, John Negroponte, insists he's optimistic. He says 2 months is a long time in Iraq.
Look at what the situation was in Najaf. And would you, in the middle of August, have predicted it was possible to conduct elections in Najaf? So, there's a couple of months to go.
But Najaf is a Shiite city. Iraq's Shiite majority wants the elections to go ahead as scheduled. They've a lot to gain and a chance to take political power in a country where the state's long persecuted them. But Iraq's Sunni minority, which has controlled Iraq for decades, sees it differently. Some Sunni groups are calling for a boycott of the election. Others want the election to be postponed. And there are fears here that if the boycott goes ahead, the election won't be considered legitimate by Iraqis. U.S. Ambassador Negroponte is hoping the Sunnis will rethink their position.
But I guess my question would be whether or not that really is the last word on the subject. I think once they realize that the elections will go forward as planned, then they're going to have to deal with that reality.
For the U.S. soldiers in Mosul, the election's currently an afterthought. They see little evidence the Sunni insurgents are in the mood for compromise. Their commander, General Hamm, says in some, though not all, of the city, holding elections will be tough. But, he says, they can and will be done on time.
I don't want to be Pollyannish about this and say that there's no risk out there. There's a lot of risks out there, and we're going to have setbacks. Iraqis are going to get killed. Americans are going to get killed. But at the end of the day, I'm confident that the path that we're on is the right one.
Philip Reeves, NPR News.